Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, lingering snow showers early, otherwise cloudy skies around 9. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies 2 below 0. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures in the lower teens. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy around 4. And Wednesday, cloudy skies, highs in the upper teens. Right now, it's 3 above.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A little-known section of the COVID-19 relief package passed at the end of the year could provide relief for victims of unscrupulous cattle dealers, according to Chelsea Good, Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs at the Livestock Marketing Association. The Livestock Dealer Statutory Trust was signed into law as part of that legislative package that Good explains how the law will work.
It provides some extra protections for sellers of livestock to a livestock dealer in the unfortunate event of a payment default, either receiving no check from that livestock dealer or a check coming back insufficient funds.
She says it's not uncommon for a livestock seller to discover a bad check after the livestock have traded hands several times.
Let's say they're feeder cattle. Dealer buys feeder cattle at their local livestock auctions. You're from producers in the country. Puts together some loads, turns around and sells those to a feed yard. If the feed yard pays the dealer, that feed yard's going to continue to have clear title in those livestock. The feed yard's not going to have to pay for those cattle twice, but it's the proceeds, the money that that feed yard paid the dealer. Those unpaid sellers of livestock are going to have first priority in those proceeds.
Under the new law, unpaid sellers of livestock have the legal right to reclaim that livestock from the dealer, or as Good mentions, the funds received by the dealer. And Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar led a bipartisan letter to acting EPA Administrator Jane Nishida, asking the agency to review small refiner waivers issued a proposed rule for the 2021 renewable volume obligation for ethanol and advance a proposed E15 streamlining measure. The senator said those steps and others will provide certainty and stability to the renewable fuels marketplace. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
KNDY.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. While the state of Kansas is optimistic about the trend that we're seeing when it comes to COVID-19 cases, as the Kansas Department of Health and Environment released their latest status showing that there's a dramatic drop in new COVID-19 case numbers overall in the state.
We've seen that folks are taking it extremely seriously in their behaviors of limiting participation in big events, masking practices, good hand hygiene, staying home when folks are sick. I think we are seeing the effects of that.
That was Amanda Kackler, the Director of Infectious Prevention and Control at KU Health Systems on Cake News. They also say it's good news that nearly 75 to 80% of nursing home patients have also been vaccinated in Kansas. In other news, Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshall has received the Senate Ag Committee seat that he promised during the election. Cake News reports that the freshman senator has also been seated on the Senate's Energy, Small Business, and Health and Education Committees. Senator Jerry Moran is set to serve as the ranking Republican on the Veterans Affairs Committee. Good American Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Cake News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas, 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
Fire officials in Shawnee say three men were injured, one critically, in a house fire. The Shawnee Mission Fire Department tells television station KSHB that the blaze reported just after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The fire department spokesperson said the man who was critically injured had lit a cigarette in his room where the fire started. Officials say the man's son and grandson suffered smoke inhalation while trying to put the fire out. All three men were taken to the University of Kansas Hospital. The son and grandson were later listed in stable condition, but the older man remains in critical condition. In other news, police say that a 13-year-old girl in Kansas has died after being dragged for a mile by her family's SUV that had been stolen. Wichita police say in a news release that the girl was sitting in the back seat of the running vehicle on Saturday while her family went inside a restaurant to get food. Police say then 34-year-old Kevin Palmer got into the driver's seat and took off. The girl tried to get out of the vehicle while it was moving, but was caught in the seatbelt and was dragged. Palmer stopped the vehicle several miles away. The girl was pronounced dead at the scene. Palmer is being charged with felony murder. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier on a Monday.
As unpredictable as farming can be, there's at least one sure thing. That's your coverage through Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting your farm and everything you've worked so hard for is a top priority for all of us at Blue Valley Insurance. Whether you have a small family farm or run a larger operation, we can customize your coverage to meet your unique needs. Preserve your way of life for the next generation. Visit with us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. U.S. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska pushing back against some fellow Republicans who want the state party to formally censure him for his outspoken criticism of President Trump. Sasse on Thursday posted a YouTube video in response to county GOP activists in Nebraska who are pushing to censure him a second time after he said Trump deserved some of the blame for inciting the riot. The Nebraska Republican Party's State Central Committee is expected to vote on the 13th of this month. The committee has censured him once before, in March of 2016, after he criticized then-candidate Trump. Advocates in Nebraska for people who have experienced harassment, domestic abuse, or sexual assault have backed a bill that would extend protection orders from 1 to 5 years and make it easier to get one. The measure by Senator Adam Moorfield of Lincoln seeks to address the challenges some people face when the orders protecting them expire. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes.
Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Eck Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Eck Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustyEckFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday with the county health nurse providing an update on the COVID-19 vaccine. The health department had received 100 doses the previous week, and another 200 doses expected last week. Community Memorial Healthcare has some 1,500 people on a COVID vaccine list. 200 shots were scheduled last week. The health department has asked CMH to submit a list of 100 people over age 65 to receive the vaccine. Frankfurt Clinic would submit a list of 50 people over 65, and the remaining 50 doses will be designated by the health department. Rhodes reported they have requested 2,000 doses. The health department is working on a plan to administer these vaccines, and they would post information on their Facebook social media page as it becomes available. Public Works had onyx seal and overlay bids. They'll bring these to the board in the near future. Onyx seal will be done on 30th Road from Highway 36 to Highway 9 and Pheasant Road from Highway 99 to Winifred. The inch and a half overlay project for this year will be Indian Road from Axtell West to Highway 99. Commissioners were presented with a revised haul route for the Irish Creek Wind Farm, which engineers will review and bring back with revision recommendations. Twin Valley Developmental Director Mike Peschel recommended Austin Schotte for a vacancy on the Twin Valley Board, consisting of 6 members, 3 from Washington and 3 from Marshall County. Schotte was approved for a 3-year term. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and heard a request from Heinen Brothers for airport improvements, including additional concrete and hangar space, which they would fund entirely. The matter received consensus from the board, with the advice that Heinen Brothers approach the airport committee regarding the proposal. Commissioners approved a resolution combining Rural Fire District No. 4 with the Lynn Volunteer Fire Department. A COVID update was presented. Additional vaccine doses continue to arrive. The department is taking appointments for vaccine for those residents 65 and older. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and spoke with a delegation of representatives, including architect and construction managers, proposed for the senior transit facility. The group answered questions concerning construction, maintenance, and cost of the new facility. Commissioners indicated they would like time to discuss the project further before approving and signing the contract with Trinium Contractors. Commissioners passed a resolution authorizing the Nemahal County Attorney to move forward with the tax sale. An informational meeting for landowners in Washington and Republic counties regarding the proposed NextEra wind transmission line and turbine leases will be held in Cuba and Washington Thursday, February 11th. Hosted by Farm Bureau and the Kansas Livestock Association, legal representatives will be present to address questions. The meeting in Cuba begins at 12:30 at the Community Hall next Thursday. The meeting in Washington begins at 3 p.m. Thursday at the FNB Bank Meeting Room. Elda A. Fredericks, age 91, of Bremen, passed away Thursday. Private family services planned Tuesday, 2 p.m., at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen, burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Elda Fredericks. Cindy R. Ingersoll, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville, burial in the Marysville Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Cindy Ingersoll.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ever wondered what $999 could get you at Ashley Home Store in Beatrice? An Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress, $999. Sectional with dual recliner or a Crosley washer-dryer set, all for $999 or $42 a month for 24 months. And as always, free shipping to your garage or driveway. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a stationary boundary across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. This is going to bring a little bit of some lingering snow showers early, otherwise cloudy skies over the next several days. This Arctic air mass overhead bringing us well below average for this time of year, and that will continue all the way through the end of the week. So across the area, scattered snow showers early, cloudy skies around 9. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies 2 below 0. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, lower teens. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies around 4. As we until Wednesday, we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper teens. For Wednesday night, cloudy skies, scattered snow showers overnight, lows around 1. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early February 44, record high in the state 72. The average low 19, the record low is 12 below 0. Sunrise this morning at 7:30, sunset this evening 5:53.
British motorists drive on the left, Americans on the right. There's a perfectly logical explanation why, and we will share it on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. 312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 8th, the 39th day of the year. Composer John Williams was born on this day in 1932, and the NASDAQ stock market index made its debut exactly 50 years ago. Ever wonder how British and American motorists ended up driving on opposite sides of the road? In England, it began with sword-wielding travelers. In feudal societies, a swordsman stayed to the left, keeping his dominant hand nearer oncoming travelers. Travel in America developed in an era when teams of horses pulled wagons. A teamster always sat on the left rear horse, using his right hand to lash the team. Staying to the right afforded a better view of the clearance between wheels of oncoming wagons. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts to share online at almanac.com.
C&K Service is proud to support the talented Sabetha Blue Jays winter sports teams. These athletes know it takes hard work and discipline to be successful and have proven this to be true in their performance. Good luck at the upcoming events from your loyal friends and fans here at C&K Service in Sabetha. United Bank and Trust is proud of the mighty Sabetha Blue Jays winter sports teams. These athletes will show that they are made of when the girls and guys bring home the victories from the upcoming games. Good luck from your fans at United Bank and Trust in Sabetha. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. It's Super Bowl number 7 for quarterback Tom Brady. The biggest sports event of the year is over, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeating the Kansas City Chiefs by a score of 31-9.
The greatest of all time, quarterback Tom Brady led the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to a 31-9 Super Bowl victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. It was Tampa Bay's first Super Bowl win in 18 years, and the 43-year-old Brady's first win with his new team. Kansas City took the early lead with this 49-yard field goal. Minutes later, Brady threw to his longtime Patriots teammate, Rob Gronkowski, for the game's first crowd-rousing touchdown. The duo did it again with a second-quarter connection, and the Bucs never looked back.
Tom Brady also named the game's MVP, a title that Patrick Mahomes took home last year. I'm Rick Averett with your Monday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
After last night's loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid addressed the other big news surrounding his team. His son, Britt Reid, who is also the Chiefs linebackers coach, is under investigation for driving impaired after police say he was involved in a three-vehicle crash Thursday night near Arrowhead Stadium. A 5-year-old suffered life-threatening injuries in that crash that happened just after 9 p.m. on the ramp to enter southbound I-435 from Stadium Drive. The elder Reed said it's a difficult situation and he can't really comment beyond that. According to a GoFundMe page, the 5-year-old girl was with her mother, who was helping a relative who had run out of gas. Weekend college hoops, the KU Jayhawks fell to the West Virginia Mountaineers 91-79. K-State men's squad also took a fall to the Texas Tech Red Raiders 73-62. Wichita State held their ground with Temple yesterday. They came out victorious 70-67. Mid-America Network Sports.
Big Monday tip-off, Kansas hosting Oklahoma State. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
Stromanthe is a colorful relative of the prayer plant suited to indoor gardens. The colorful leaves of Triostar, usually sold as tricolor, make it a perfect gift for holidays like Valentine's Day and Christmas. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Its long, narrow leaves are green with pale veins. Stems and the undersides of the leaves may be red or purple. Tricolor has colorful green, cream, and red leaves. This tropical beauty requires high humidity and moist soil. Save time and boost the humidity by placing it among your other indoor plants or setting it on a gravel tray. Water thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil is starting to dry. Pour off excess water or use the gravel tray to capture the water, boost the humidity, and eliminate this task. Grow Stromanthe in bright, indirect sunlight. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
The new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups are available at the Notice Motor Company in Marysville. With the new Silverado 1500 model, it's the High Country Edition. A Chevy Silverado 3500 HD. And a 2021 Chevy Colorado 4-wheel drive. Test drive yours today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
Many of our towns and cities in the country were founded by a mixture of immigrants. This town has seen changes in its demographics over the years, a reflection of the changing role it's played in the history of the nation. The story is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
During World War II, Hereford, Texas was home to the second largest POW camp in the state, housing Italian soldiers who at times helped harvest crops and vegetables in the area.
When the war was over, they went home, but there were still crops in the field.
you needed somebody to take it out. And Texas had put, well, the United States government had put together a program called the Bracero Program, replacing labor that was either going to war or whatever with Mexican nationals.
Local historian Joe Rogers says while that particular program did not reach Hereford, Texas, some of the men and women in the original program saw the need for labor in Hereford and came here for work.
So in February 46, you can instantly start seeing when Hereford becomes the beginning of a Hispanic folk island. Now, we're about the same size it was when I was in high school, about 15,000 people, but the population has changed drastically to nearly 80 to 90% Hispanic.
Potatoes, onions, cabbage, and sugar beets were some of the crops being grown, but those crops slowly gave way to something else.
The water table dropping, that kind of went away, and we went, well, what can we do? We got grass. We're growing grain. Let's just go ahead and feed cattle here. So it started from ranching to the feedlot operations that you see around here now, to where Hereford runs in good years and good million head of cattle in and around here.
It makes Hereford the beef capital of the world and produces more companies that support that industry.
And out of that, that's a different sets of side industries of feeding and mill rights and byproducts and manure and ethanol and that goes along with it from back to grass and beef.
Joe teaches archaeology and loves history and sharing the story of his hometown. Traveling the countryside in Hereford, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 260 acres more or less, in Elm Creek Township, located 7 miles south of Marysville on the West River Road. Auction Friday, February 19th, 10 a.m. for the Eddington Family Trust. This includes an irrigation system installed in the spring of 2017. The property includes 260 acres more or less, listed at 60 acres dry land, 102 acres irrigation, 96 acres native grass, the remainder in tame grass. This irrigated and non-irrigated land auction of property in Elm Creek Township, located 7 miles south of U.S. 36 on the West River Road on the east side, will be sold at auction Friday, February 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the American Legion in Marysville. For inspection or details, contact Donald Prell, Realty and Auction, Don Prell, Steve Prell, or Valerie Prell, brokers and auctioneers. There will be a land auction, 700-plus acres in Gage County, located a half-mile north to a mile-and-a-half north of Odell on the east side of Southwest 61st Road. Sale Thursday, February 25th, 10 a.m. at the Odell Community Center. Tract 1 is 83 acres, 75 acres cropland, 90% tillable dry land with good producing soils and maintained terrace and waterways. Tract 2 is 201 acres, 184 acres cropland, 91% tillable with the remainder in waterways with little waste. Tract 3 is 80 acres, 70 acres cropland, 87% tillable flat dry land with the remainder in waterways and timber. Tract 4 is 228 acres, 156 acres cropland, 16 acres pasture, and the remainder in timber and lake. This is an outstanding hunting and fishing property with a 20-acre lake. Tract 5 is 113 acres, 46 acres cropland, the balance in pasture. For inspection or details, contact Derek Fratiska with Edgewater Farm Management at edgewaterfm.biz. Simultaneous live and online bidding for these fine tracts, Gage County farmland, located north of Odell, Thursday, February 25th. Sale time 10 a.m. at the Odell Community Center.
There's a lot of buzz about an artificial intelligence tool for identifying bees. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. The goal is to track bee population trends, and you can help as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at CommodityClassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Agriculture and our food supply heavily depend on bees for pollination. Tracking bee population trends is the goal of a research assistant professor at Kansas State University. Brian Spiesman says identifying bees can be very difficult without specialized training. So he developed a website called Bee Machine that uses artificial intelligence to identify specific bumblebee species from images.
A person might not be able to look at a photo of a bee and know exactly which species it is. You know, a taxonomist might be looking for particular features, whereas the algorithm comes up with its own set of features, and it's able to identify a bee in a way that a person may not be able to identify. So in some cases, the AI algorithms can actually identify bees better than people.
Bees in the images are photographed at all angles and zoomed in for the best detail. He encourages people to get out in nature, take pictures of bumblebees, and submit them.
If you go to the website, you can see this map of the U.S. with tens of thousands of points all over the U.S. that each represent a bumblebee observation. So knowing which species are located in which areas and how many observations you get can be really important for tracking trends in bumblebee populations. Are species increasing or declining? That's a great way for, you know, anybody with a camera to get out and contribute to monitoring bumblebees.
Spiesman is working with national monitoring programs and hopes to eventually expand the number of bee species the model can identify. There are approximately 4,000 bee species in North America and 20,000 species worldwide. Learn more about the bee machine at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Praising my Savior all the day long.
If you're like me, you've done a few DIY projects since the pandemic hit. And let's be honest, some of them have turned out beautifully, and others, well, we won't talk about those. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, building a financial strategy for you and your family can feel a little bit like a DIY project. There are several steps and tools needed to ensure success. So before tackling your financial strategy, you should consider some important questions. Start by asking yourself if God is at the center of your financial choices. Are your values aligned with your long-term plans? Has money become a goal instead of a tool? Once you answer these, you can begin to use tools like online resources and meeting with a financial professional to help you build out a strategy that will work for you and your lifestyle. So enjoy the process and trust that your end result, a long-term financial strategy, will allow you to live a more grateful and meaningful life.
Pork farmers want the world to know they care about the environment. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Farmers who use seed lubricants when planting. I'm about to tell you about a game-changing product. An Iowa company called Low Mutech has developed and patented a soy-based seed lubricant that makes talc and graphite obsolete. It's cleaner, safer, 100% U.S. soy, and it's already doing the job for farmers across the country. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The National Pork Producers Council has created a short video series to highlight examples of how producers are working to protect land, air, and water resources. The land video features Statler Family Farms near Macomb, Ohio. Dwayne Statler and his son Anthony have a 7,200-head wean-to-finish hog operation and raise 1,200 acres of corn, soybeans, and wheat. Dwayne Statler.
Conservation is important to the future of our family operation because we rely on the ground. They're not making any new ground.
The Statlers raise much of their own feed, and the hog manure is variable rate applied to their fields for fertilizer. They also grow cover crops to protect soil health and prevent erosion.
It's invaluable to us that we protect and preserve what we already have.
Here's Anthony Statler.
The knowledge that we're going to be able to get from our farm, hopefully farmers like us or smaller hobby farmers are able to take what little bits that we learn, and hopefully they look at it and say, okay, every little bit counts. We may feel that we're just one small part of everything, but every little small part continues to add up.
There's a link to the video series on my website at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Now our local FFA members will join over 700,000 members nationwide, celebrating the skills of teamwork, communication, and advocating for the FFA experience. During February, National FFA Month, a salute from Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Kramer Oil, and CJ Express, G&R Fold Herford, FNB Washington, and M&R Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Curran, and I am the president of the Washington County FFA chapter. I'm currently a senior at Washington County High School. I am involved in many different CDEs throughout our chapter, but one of my favorites throughout the years have been agronomy. Our team has actually won state last year and participated in the national contest, so that was a really good experience where we got to meet a lot of new people and just compete at the national level. So in the agronomy CDE, you have to be able to identify many different things such as farm equipment, insects, and obviously ID and seed ID. And then you have a team event that you have to do, and it's just a lot of kind of hands-on stuff, and identification is a lot of it. And then you also have to take a test. So as chapter president, I am in charge of running the meetings. I get together with my officer team, and we talk about the different reporters' reports and treasurer's reports that will happen during the meeting. And then we get together and schedule them, and then I run them along with my fellow officer team. We do a lot of different activities to help out the community. This year has been a little difficult, but in the past we've done Meals of Hope, which we basically put little meals together and then send them off to people in need in the food pantry. And then we do a coat drive, which is help off by our local church here in town, where we collect coats at football games and during school and then take them off to the food pantry where people can pick them up if they need them. FFA will definitely help me in the future on many aspects. I compete in the public speaking CDE, and you can tell, like, that has really helped me learn to talk in front of people and just kind of be a leader. I plan to go to Kansas State University, where I'm going to major in food science, nutrition, and dietetics. Yes, so just still going to stay involved with the ag community.
FFA members locally and nationwide embrace the planning, execution, and celebration that annually occurs in February with a salute to our FFA youth. This reminder from Southeast Community College, Titan Trailer Manufacturing, Rob Olmsted Real Estate and Olmsted Auction Service, Linda's Insurance Agency, and Blue Valley Trailers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. President Biden's pick for EPA, North Carolina Environment Chief Michael Regan, is not tipping his hand on either the renewable fuel standard or the Waters of the U.S. rule. The Biden EPA will decide demand for billions of gallons of ethanol and millions of bushels of corn, soybean, and other crops as it makes untold regulatory, legal, and legislative RFS and WOTUS decisions.
The president has indicated that agriculture will have a seat at the table in this administration, especially as it relates to climate change. And there is a commitment that following the science and following the letter of the law, the intentions of the RFS will be a top priority for us.
He was asked by Iowa Republican Joni Ernst if he intends to rescind the Trump Navigable Waters Protection Rule that undid WOTUS. Regan said he'd review the issue as Biden has directed, but still talk with farmers.
Take a look at what do we need to do to provide some certainty to our farming community, especially our small farmers, so that decisions can be made and investments are not stranded on the sidelines.
At the American Farm Bureau Federation, WOTUS point person Don Parrish predicts Biden's EPA will face strong pressure from hard left Democrats to try, as Obama did, to regulate all United States water.
If they move back in the direction to remove clarity from the definition of what constitutes a water of the United States, then I think you're going to have farmers going to the Corps and EPA and asking for permission every time they put a plow in the ground. I hope they don't go there, but there seems to be a lot of pressure on this administration to go in that direction.
Parrish says the courts so far have ruled the Obama WOTUS exceeded EPA's Clean Water Act authority and Supreme Court precedent and would certainly end up at the high courts if renewed, except with a 6-3 versus 5-4 conservative majority. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
120 years ago, the Lundgren family planted our roots in rural Gulf County, Kansas, and today the fourth generation is still on the land. We invite you to celebrate with us these milestones on Friday, February 19th, as we host our 20th annual Dollars and Cents production sale on the site of the original homestead. This year's offerings include 90 yearling Angus and Red Angus bulls, along with 26 yearling heifers. Sires represented include XR Monumental,
Basin Payweight 1682,
Haas Achievement,
Harley, and other top sires.
The cattle have all been genomics tested and evaluated through the dollar profit system. That's why we believe it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR Genetics. Visit LundgrenAngusRanch.com to view a copy of our sale catalog and links to videos on all the cattle being offered. Better yet, join us at the ranch 10 miles south and 3.5 miles west of Gove on Friday, February 19th at 12:30. Call Blake at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047 with questions. That's Friday, February 19th for the 20th annual Lundgren Angus Ranch sale.
Hope producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA's top climate advisor trying to dispel some concerns the administration's carbon spending will crowd out private investors. That's concern shared by some entities that are building private carbon credit markets. Robert Bonney, leading proponent of using USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority to create a carbon bank that would buy and sell carbon credits, says we don't want to compete with the private investment. So the idea is to help jumpstart carbon markets. He said, we actually want to figure out how to build policy in a way that invites more investment in agriculture and gives producers more opportunities. He did defend using the CCC for carbon trading, saying that carbon is a commodity right now, and the CCC is intended to help stabilize the commodity markets. He spoke on a webinar sponsored by the Agri-Economic and Environmental Risk Coalition. But Ann Simmons, the House Committee's Majority Staff Director, cautioned lawmakers will have a lot of questions about that concept, said some of the members are going to ask, why do they need a carbon bank? Who's going to buy those credits? She said all those questions will still need to be asked. Bonney cautioned that climate policies will have to work for minority farmers. He said thinking about all that equity lands is going to be really, really important. There are some concerns that carbon credits will primarily benefit large, well-capitalized farms, and credits then will drive up land values. But Bonney still has some work to do selling the administration's policy to larger conventional farms. For a variety of reasons, many are convinced they'll benefit. Those words from Josh Tonsager, who is the Vice President of Policy and Communications for the National Association of Wheat Growers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
There's a lot of buzz about an artificial intelligence tool for identifying bees. It tracks bee population trends on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
And our food supply heavily depend on bees for pollination. Tracking bee population trends is the goal of a research assistant professor at Kansas State University. Brian Spiesman says identifying bees can be very difficult without specialized training. So he developed a website called Bee Machine that uses artificial intelligence to identify specific bumblebee species from images.
A person might not be able to look at a photo of a bee and know exactly which species it is. You know, a taxonomist might be looking for particular features, whereas the algorithm comes up with its own set of features, and it's able to identify a bee in a way that a person may not be able to identify. So in some cases, the AI algorithms can actually identify bees better than people.
Bees in the images are photographed at all angles and zoomed in for the best detail. He encourages people to get out in nature, take pictures of bumblebees, and submit them.
If you go to the website, you can see this map of the U.S. with tens of thousands of points all over the U.S. that each represent a bumblebee observation. So knowing which species are located in which areas and how many observations you get can be really important for tracking trends in bumblebee populations. Are species increasing or declining? That's a great way for, you know, anybody with a camera to get out and contribute to monitoring bumblebees.
Spiesman is working with national monitoring programs and hopes to eventually expand the number of bee species the model can identify. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Bee Machine at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. And for Craig Mead, I'm Andy Hoosier. Going through a Monday today and still some really great growth when it comes to your grains and soybeans as we get closer to the end of trading. March soybeans are up 20 and 3 quarters right now to 13.87 and a half. May's up 19 and 3 quarters to 13.85 and a half. July also up by 12 and a quarter to 13.68. On the meal side, we're seeing March up 640 to 436 and 90 cents. May up 640 to 435 and 90 cents. On the soybean oil side, we're seeing some good growth here as well. March up 80 cents to 45.46. May up 74 cents to 44.79. July sitting up 68 cents to 44.14. In the grains, we do see corn still up decently, 16 and a quarter up from March to 564 and three quarters. May is up 15 points to 562 and a half. Over on the KC wheat side, we're seeing some decent growth, 13 and a half to 638 and three quarters. May KC wheat is up 13 and a quarter to 643 and a quarter. Real quickly, in the livestock, we see it mixed here. Live cattle is still in the green, 20 cents higher for February to 116.92. April's up 85 cents to 124.62. Feeder cattle, they are still struggling. March down a half to 137.77. April's down 27 cents to 141.92. And the lean hogs, we are seeing that one in the green today. 85 cents up for February to 71.82. April is up 62 cents to 80.92. And May is sitting 52 cents in the green to 84.45. In the cotton today, we started off in the green. We're still seeing some decent growth here. March up 164 to 84.38. And May is up 153 right now to 85.55. So that one's still moving along at relatively nice. Real quickly in your currencies, we see the U.S. dollar index down right now 6 pennies to 90.96. The euro sitting in the green just a hair to 120. And the Japanese yen up in the green to 95 cents.
120 years ago, the Lundgren family planted our roots in rural Gulf County, Kansas, and today the fourth generation is still on the land. We invite you to celebrate with us these milestones on Friday, February 19th, as we host our 20th annual Dollars and Cents production sale on the site of the original homestead. This year's offerings include 90 yearling Angus and Red Angus bulls, along with 26 yearling heifers. Sires represented include XR Monumental,
Basin Payweight 1682,
Haas Achievement,
Harley, and other top sires.
The cattle have all been genomics tested and evaluated through the dollar profit system. That's why we believe it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR Genetics. Visit LundgrenAngusRanch.com to view a copy of our sale catalog and links to videos on all the cattle being offered. Better yet, join us at the ranch 10 miles south and 3.5 miles west of Gove on Friday, February 19th at 12:30. Call Blake at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047 with questions. That's Friday, February 19th for the 20th annual Lundgren Angus Ranch sale. Hope to see you.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
KNDY.
Hey everybody, this is Brighton Stahl, and this next one is my brand new single, Two Steppin' Heart, right here on KNDY.
I was backstage packing up my six string. She said, "Do you dance as good as you sing?" I turned around And to my surprise, I said no, but I sure can try.
City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.